Welcome to Simply Financial with your financial coach, Kevin Ray. In today's investing environment, there's a lot of clutter. If you're tired of the talking heads and financial noise, this is the show for you. Today, we'll help you find simple solutions to financial challenges. We'll show you how to achieve your financial goals and get answers to your toughest questions. Simply Financial with Kevin Ray starts now.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Simply Financial. I'm Walter Storholt alongside Kevin Ray, your financial coach at Insight Folios, serving you throughout the Tri-City area with an office space right in Pinconning. Kevin's the co-author of the book Navigating Through Retirement. That's exactly what we do here on the show, help you navigate through retirement planning's biggest questions and hopefully educate you a little bit along the way. And our main goal, Kevin, we want people to just feel more confident about preparing for their financial future. And I think we'll be able to do that a little bit on today's show. How's life treating you, my friend?
Life is treating me pretty good, Walter. No complaints. Good. Yourself?
Yeah, it's going well. And you know, I feel like we're turning that spring corner now. So I know you've got the fly rod already out and ready to go soon here.
I do. I've been fly fishing once, and I'm getting ready to go pretty quick again. So I really look forward to that. So you know, nice sun hitting you in the face. You're floating down the river and washing your fly, and a fish grabs it. There's nothing more exciting to me than that this time of year. So.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, I hope you have many, many opportunities this year to engage in that activity for sure.
And just you know, talking like that reminded me, and I never asked you this question. All that talk I do about fly fishing, I know you tried it once or twice. Is it because of all the hype I put into it?
It was, yeah, because of all the hype and us talking about it. And then Connie heard me talking about it all the time. So that's when she bought me the fly fishing, you know, coaching experience or whatever, where you go out with a guide and they tell you how to do it. So it was like a beginner's class. And it was a lot of fun. I did get discouraged, though, because Connie caught a whole bunch of fish and the guide was really trying to help me. We were right at the end of the day, and he was like, I got to get you a fish, man. And he was pretty much fishing for me at that point. And right before we had to call it a day, I finally caught one. But Connie had been putting me to shame all day long.
Well, we go to Montana, and there's this group of people come from England.
Oh, cool.
Now, you know, and they, when I was talking to them, I'm like, are you in your right mind? Because what they do is they tie a fly with no hook on it.
Really?
And they float the fly. All I want to do is see the trout rise on it. I'm like, oh my word, you don't feel the struggle, you don't feel the fight. You know, we let them all go anyway. And they flew all the way from England just to see a trout rise. I mean, you could have done that at home, right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's different. Was their big thing, yeah.
Huh.
And they're a bunch of good guys. We see them just about every year. We talk to them, we laugh, we tease them, of course, you know. That's what they do. They fly all the way from England, spend 2 weeks, and just watch the trout rise.
You know, I love the British. They must just have, they're just wired a little differently than we are, I guess, huh?
Yep. And that's funny because my dad's mostly English, and my uncle used to say, you crazy limeys.
Oh, that's great.
It's meaning me, you know, because I was three-quarter English, but that was fun when we were kids.
I mean, I could see that, like, I don't need to catch a shark, but maybe I can chum the water behind my boat so I can see the shark swarm and, you know, come up to the top of the surface. But a trout, like, might as well get that thing on the hook and hold it and look at it. And
yeah.
Especially I'm flying halfway around the world.
Yeah. And just the fight is the fun part,
right?
I mean, it's great to see them rise, but it's the fight and getting them in is the, you know, the mano on mano, right? You against the fish. So that's what I enjoy.
Oh, that's good stuff. Very good. Well, let's dive into our topic today and start talking about some financial planning stuff here, Kevin. I think an interesting topic to begin things today. You know, last week we kept things pretty broad at the beginning of our show. Let's get a little bit more specific topic to mix it up today.
Okay.
And this is to talk to anybody who is facing or might face a situation where they are forced to retire. For anyone being forced into retiring earlier than they had planned, or perhaps just being presented with that option, even if it's not as bad as forced to retire sounds like, even if it's just an option for somebody.
Okay.
What we have found is that there are some common questions that people that face this kind of situation tend to ask. And so I want to kind of walk through those most common questions as it relates to this and see how you help people navigate through it when you meet with them in your office. That sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. So first scenario, let's say somebody's facing a situation where they're trying to figure out if they should accept a retirement buyout offer that might include a severance, as an example, or if they should take their chances and stay with the job. Is this a common scenario you've seen people go through?
It is. It's more common than you would think because in that scenario, there's maybe, you know, if you're a year out from retirement, right, that may make the decision much easier. But what if you're 5 years out from retiring? So it depends. There's a couple of factors here, right? It depends what stage you're in. Are you getting close to retirement? Do you, you know, if you left today, is it really going to hurt you? Or how do you figure that out, Walter? What do you think I'm going to say?
Well, you got to figure out if you can get your money to last as long as you do, right?
Right. How we do that in our office?
Simplicity plan.
Simplicity,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there you go.
You come in because most people have what we call a shortfall. Shortfall is where you're at and where you want to be. So where you're at is maybe you have $3,000 a month, and where you want to be is you need $4,000 a month. So you're short $1,000. So if you take that buyout and if you take maybe the severance, will that fill that shortfall? Will it get you through into retirement? So that's what we have to sit down and we have to figure out before I can give you, you know, a solid yes or no on that. And most of the time, I would say probably 70% of the time it works, and maybe 30% of the time it does not. Depending on what's going on in your life and your shortfall, maybe you're 45 years old and you got 20 years left to go in working, maybe that makes more sense too because you're going to find another job. But if you're 55 years old and you want to retire at 60, you got 5 years to go, it's a different decision. Can we fill that shortfall for the next 5 years? How are you going to pay for your health insurance? How are you going to pay for your consumer's bill, your Verizon bill, all those types of things? So that comes down to planning. It always comes down to planning. What is your shortfall? How do we figure it out? What's your retirement number? Can we fill the shortfall if you do take the severance package? And how do we, if you're under 59 and a half, how do we get you there with no penalty from the IRS? All these things come into play, and it's done very simply. That's why we call it simplicity. Most people come into my office. I have a 60-inch monitor on the wall, and we go through the planning together. Now, I don't ask you a bunch of questions, send you home, figure out what you're going to do. No, this is co-planning because I need to know what's going on in your life and how we can address it. So that's kind of not a yes or no answer. That's how we figure it out answer in our office. And I think everybody has to go through some sort of process to make sure it's in your best interest if you're going to go down that road.
Yeah, good points across the board. And I think these not being yes or no questions is certainly illustrative of, you know, the need for these nuances and these conversations to play out with somebody. So this is important to talk about. All right, we're talking about being forced to retire, the different ways people sort of encounter the situation in their lives. Another big question here is, should I accept a pension buyout and receive a lump sum, or keep the pension as a monthly lifetime payout? So a little bit more specific pension question that you probably faced before.
Yeah, in fact, we're facing that more and more and more, especially with some of the companies around here in Michigan. We just had a couple come in our office the other day. I can't remember the numbers, but the buyout was about $600,000. But I figured out the payout. So if they took the pension, what percentage of that payout? And it was 6%. And that was a pretty good payout. So we're on the fence which way to turn there until we finish up the process of figuring out their shortfall and those things that we just had mentioned. So it's going to depend on how much you save for retirement. Are you good with money? Do you have lots of debt? All those things come into play. If you're the type of person who would take that lump sum and then think, you know, I got all this money, and I'm going from examples here, people in the past, I'm going to go out and buy a $300,000 motorhome with it, and I'm going to travel to the U.S. with it. Well, you just taken $300 of that $600. Now you're left with $300. It's different for everybody, Walter. So we got to figure out what are your bucket lists, your bucket list items, what's your shortfall. If you do take enroll that out of there, are you going to take a monthly income from it? And are you going to stick to the plan once the plan's in place? Or are you going to come, and I would say down the road, you need $20,000 here, $100,000 there. And if that's the case, probably not the best idea for you. So it depends how you are individually, what you're used to going through, what your shortfalls are, how much you save going into retirement, how much your Social Security is going to be, all those types of things. And then we can give you a solid answer on that by doing that simplicity plan.
All right, very good. If you have questions as we go through today's show, by the way, easy to get in touch with Kevin. Ask a simple financial planning question that might be on your mind, or set up a time to meet for a complimentary financial review. 888-885-PLAN is the number, 888-885-7526. If you get the voicemail, leave a quick note. Kevin and the sensational Stacy there in the office will be able to follow up with you. 888-885-PLAN. All right, Kevin, we're talking about being forced to retire. Two other scenarios I want to make sure we cover. The next one is, should I find another job or just try to retire altogether and just try to make the finances work. This is where you got to get into really looking at a full plan, I would think.
Well, yeah, because we're guessing here, right? So if I just ask you that, Walter, and you don't know me, what's your first response?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it really comes, well, I don't know. I would take the emotional approach first, Kevin, like even before the finances. I'd kind of be like, well, hold on. If you're, let's say you're 60, like, do you want to be retired now, or were you really wanting to work till 65? Like, that's 5 extra years of being retired. Are you ready for that mentally before we even get into the finances?
Right, because you have to have purpose, right?
Yeah.
Yep, you have to have purpose. So that's just an example. What if you're 45? What's your psyche saying?
Well, I suppose that's an easier decision to probably keep working. But yeah.
What if you're the type of person who just don't know what to do with their day? They have to work.
Yeah, that's a concern.
That's another thing, right?
Yeah.
So how do you figure that out? Planning, simplicity process. We really hit on that today. So
it's not just about the numbers, right? When you take people through the plan.
It's not, because one of the first questions people come in and they tell me, I've just had this the other day, I'm going to retire July 1st. My first question, what's your purpose? What do you mean, what's my purpose? What do you have to do to fill your days? Because I just talked to a lady down the street a couple of weeks ago, and she said, don't retire, it's boring. Now people wouldn't necessarily think that, right?
It sounds insane to say that, but I understand it.
Yeah. You understand it. Because if you're the type A or type B, if you're the type of person who has to keep busy, mm-hmm. you're going to need something to fill that time.
Come on, we've all been on a vacation, right, Kevin, where you were having a lovely time. It was wonderful, stress-free, everything's going great, but you kind of get to the end of it and you're kind of like, I kind of miss my routine. I kind of miss home. I kind of miss work. Kind of miss the action. And you get a little bit of that. I'm rested. I'm ready to go back to being productive and doing something and having that value and that purpose. We've all probably felt that once or twice.
I think we've all done that, right? Yeah, I think we've all done that.
Now imagine you've entered retirement and it's like, oh, it's 40 years of this.
Right.
Potentially.
So, yeah, it's individual again. And if you can afford it, then you have the luxury of deciding whether to go back to work or get a part-time job. We have lots and lots of people who have retired and they said, I can give a couple examples. I had an uncle who retired from General Motors. And then the year later, he's mowing grass at a golf course. Why do you think he's doing that, Walter?
Just to keep the mind occupied, stay physically, engaged in something. Well, he got bored, I'm guessing.
He was bored, but he was pretty smart too, because he was divorced and he wanted to only mow grass on the women's leagues. So he was trying to meet girls.
That's great.
Okay. And it worked for him.
Good plan.
There's another person who retired from a local company around here, hates retirement because his wife had passed and he just don't know what to do with himself. And then there's other people, lots of other people, who will work part-time, and they're going to work part-time at what they really enjoy. So we had a school teacher retired, and I went into Home Depot. I said, what are you doing here? She says, I'm here 6 days a week. I love building, so I'm going to work part-time. I just love it. So it's an individual thing, right? First of all, though, you have to figure out, can you stop working and retire altogether? And if you can, then you have the luxury of doing either or. But if you can't retire early, then you're going to be forced to do one or the other. So it's an individual planning process that's going to determine what makes sense for you or what you can or you cannot do.
Really comes down to, can we make work optional? And then you've got all sorts of opportunities to battle with. And
yeah. And then are you going to enjoy, if you go to work part-time, are you going to enjoy it? Just hate it.
Then put all the finances in place following that.
Right.
Yep. Very good. All right, let's go through one more scenario here, Kevin, and then we'll wrap things up. By the way, if you have a question for Kevin, you can reach out at 888-885-PLAN, 888-885-PLAN. Talking about being forced to retire on today's show and the different scenarios that often pop up during this time. Will I have trouble getting hired by someone else at this age? And that's the big concern when sometimes that job change comes later in life. It's like, I might need to, I might want to continue working, but is anybody going to hire me?
Well, I had this conversation with one of my clients. He owns a pretty good sized business. So I asked him that question. If you had just because we talk about this all the week, if you had a choice between a 55-year-old or a 25-year-old, who would you go? Almost every time he said, I'm going to the 55-year-old. They got the work ethic. Mm. They got the experience. They want to show up. They want to please. They want to do this and that. And that was his response. That wasn't my response. So I don't think in this day and age, you're going to have trouble finding work at a certain age. I just don't, because the need is out there. And then the experience that comes along with that, I think, is a big factor in getting hired. Now, granted, the employer knows you're only going to be there for a period of years, so it's tossed back and forth, but I think most times you're not going to have a problem, just because I've seen that from my own perspective, my own clients who come in here. If you want to go to work, there's one client, he's from Pinconning here. He comes in, he's had three different jobs. He doesn't need to work, but he wants something to do, and he hasn't liked all three, so he's quit. And he has no trouble in his late 50s getting hired at all these different places. He just needs something that he enjoys going to work with. And he only wants to work part-time. He don't want to work full-time. So that's a big issue there, too. But I don't think you're going to have a problem at a certain age getting a job. And okay. Around here, anyway.
Yeah, it's great perspective. You would think it would be more doom and gloom, but that's a good perspective that from your kind of boots on the ground experience there.
Yeah.
Well, very good. If you want to talk to Kevin about maybe you're facing a situation that's like this, you're going to be forced into retirement, you're facing one of those pension buyout decisions, anything in this realm, or just anything related at all to retirement planning, of course, it's a broader service than just this being forced to retire decision, but this is often one that is kind of the starting point for people. It's what gets them to go create a financial plan because, ooh, I'm being forced into making a decision here. And if that's the case for you, pick up the phone, give Kevin a call, and you can set up that time to visit, either in the office there in Pinconning or online remotely if you prefer to do it that way too. 888-885-PLAN is your number to call. 888-885-7526. It's a complimentary meeting with Kevin, no cost, no obligation. Just have a conversation about your retirement planning goals and how you can achieve them. 888-885-PLAN or go online to insightfolios.com. More to come on today's show. You're listening to Simply Financial with Kevin Ray. Stay tuned. Hey, thanks for joining us on Simply Financial today. We continue our conversation with Kevin Ray, financial coach at Insight Folios. We're going to talk about couples, specifically planning for couples and the mistakes that couples often make and how we can improve or fix a situation if we've made a mistake, or even better, avoid the mistakes in the first place. First on my list here, Kevin, is that couples often make the wrong choice on how to handle the spousal benefit option on a pension. Have you seen that before?
Yes. So let's first discuss what we're talking about here. So the spousal benefit option is if you're married and you're going to retire from your work and you have a pension, when you retire, you have the option to put your spouse on. If something happens to you, if you die early, your spouse continues with some sort of pension, or you just say, no, I'm not going to do that. So let's look at why people would do, I don't want to do that first. So there's choices when you get this spousal benefit option. Number one is you take what's called a life-only payout, and it's always going to be higher than the other payout. So that's why people are going to look at it. So number one, it's going to be higher income. But what that means is life-only. You get one monthly pension, you walk across the street, you get hit by a truck, you're not here the next day, your spouse gets nothing. So taking that spousal benefit option is going to be critical. You want to sit down with somebody before you do that and make sure it's in your best interest. Another option is maybe it's 100% joint survivor, what they call, which means that you're going to get a lesser amount of that lifetime income. But if you take 100% and you pass away in the same scenario, you walk across the street and you get hit by a truck, your spouse is going to get exactly the same amount that you're getting. And then they reduce it from there. Maybe it's 70, 30, 60, 40. Those types of things. How do you figure that out? Well, we need to project certain things. So we're going to look at that. If you're out of the picture, is this going to create a big shortfall for your spouse? Is he or she going to be in trouble because they don't have that pension? If that's the case, then we need to look at options to make sure that your spouse doesn't get into trouble. And the first way we figure that out is we do that simplicity plan that we always talk about, that income plan. And that will show that if you walk out on this life early, that yes, we need, if you don't take that full pension amount that we're talking about, if you just take it straight life, we probably in most cases are going to need life insurance. Why? Because if you walk out on life early, your spouse is going to need income and life insurance is going to make that up. So there's a couple of decisions that need to be made. And the only way you can make those smart financial decisions is by sitting down, doing a planning process and looking at it both ways and say which way makes more sense.
Yeah, it's a great point. So spousal benefit options, big decision to make, and you want to make the right one. Make sure it's in context with the rest of your financial plan. Another one here, Kevin, would be not coordinating Social Security claiming strategies. Kind of goes hand in hand with that spousal benefit option, right? You got two individuals who need to kind of combine to make the most sense out of that option.
Well, that's absolutely true. So Social Security claiming strategies. Walter, did you know the earliest that you can claim Social Security?
I don't know. What is it?
It's age 60.
I felt like you were setting me up for a trick question, so I didn't say anything.
It is a trick question because if you're a widow, you're eligible at age 60, only if you're a widow. So a claiming strategy may be here. I'll give you an example. My sister-in-law is that we claimed off the husband's because she was a widow at age 60, and we let hers grow to some point in the future because it was going to grow. It's growing by 8% a year, and then we dropped the husband's and we took on hers. And it just worked out that that was the best option for her. Maybe waiting until 62. For most people, it's 62 is the earliest you can claim. If we do that, then we know we're going to get reduced income. If we wait to full retirement age, you're going to get what you've earned through those quarters of working. Or if you wait till age 70, it's going to grow from 8% a year. Where else can you get an 8% return? So there's lots of things that I just went through. And again, the only way to figure that out is look at if I take it at 62, if I take it at 66, if I take it at 70, mathematically, which one is better for you? And then also we need to dive into how's your health? If your health isn't, you know, so good and you've had a lot of health issues, maybe it makes sense taking it early. But if your health is good, maybe we take it later. If you have a much younger spouse and you are the high earner, maybe the younger spouse takes it early and then we let yours grow because if something happens to you because you're much older than your spouse, then your spouse is going to be eligible for that higher amount. Lots of things come into the strategy planning process. And we sit down, we do that simplicity plan, and that's just some of them that we can go through. So if all of this sounds unfamiliar to you, it's a good time to sit down with your advisor and go through these strategies if you're getting close to taking Social Security.
Again, if you've got questions for Kevin as we walk through some of these mistakes that couples make, perhaps you're a couple listening to this show or at least part of the couple and saying, we haven't talked about that, those pension options, that Social Security strategy, or some of the other things we're going to talk about in a few moments, pick up the phone, give Kevin a call, and make sure that this is part of your planning process. 888-885-PLAN is the number, 888-885-7526. Kevin, not talking about what you want to do in retirement before you actually retire. We're not talking about what you want to do financially. We're just talking about what you want to do, period, is often a big mistake.
Well, you have to have some purpose in life in retirement, Walter, because if you think you're going to just retire Monday and Tuesday, you're going to sit in a lazy boy and enjoy the rest of your life, you're probably wrong. So when couples come into my office, we need to talk about, we call them life events. What are the things we need to plan for? And I'll give you some examples of what people are talking about. I want to pay for the children's wedding. I want to go on trips. I want to buy a motorhome. I want to buy a fifth wheel. I want to join a campground association. I want to do all these types of things. And all these types of things take one thing in common. What are they, Walter?
What are you thinking?
Money, right?
That's right.
So they all take money. So if we need to plan for those things, because if you're going to travel for the first 10 years is your goal and you're going to go all over the world, we need to put that into your plan. If you're going to buy a car every 3 years, we need to put that into your plan. If you're going to pay for weddings for the next 4 years, and I'm giving you all examples of things that I've been through, for the next 4 years, you need to put away $25,000 a year for weddings. Then that needs to be planned for. You just can't go into retirement thinking I have X amount of dollars and things are going to be okay. No, we got to look a little deeper into this and we have to plan for the things that are critical for you that you've been wanting to do all these years that you've been working. So don't think that, I got $50,000 income or $100,000 income, whatever it is, and thinking that's going to be fine without really taking a deeper look into the things that you're actually going to do in retirement. Because most people, I would say 99% of the people that come to my office, they don't sit around and do nothing. They're active. They're doing things all the time. So plan for that. Make sure that you plan for that because that's going to require money. And you don't want to take out more money than you planned in the early stages and then run out of money later in life. That's the most people that come in my office, that's your biggest fear. How can you best address that? Plan for it. Put that into your plan.
Yeah, it's really important, and that's a great one to mention, I think, because if you're planning to, you know, just go up to the lake as your vacation strategy, that's going to be a lot different than going to Italy, you know, once a
exactly.
year or
yeah.
an overseas trip once a year. So that affects the plan in a big way. So talk about how that retirement's going to look. Get on the same page before you actually get to retirement. Otherwise, we've got those money problems. All right, another mistake couples make, not coordinating individual accounts like 401ks, IRAs, and the like to be sure that their combined assets are actually working together. So it's the same kind of thought process as the pension and the Social Security part, just looking at all those individual things and bringing them together. But what's different about looking at these individual accounts?
Well, the individual accounts, you know, sometimes if you have a smaller IRA, you rolled over an old 401k and you completely forgot about it. That happens a lot in our office. They'll come in and say, you know, I forgot all about this. And it's maybe it was $10,000 at the time. Now it's $50,000 and it's grown up. Now, that sounds ridiculous, but it happens all the time. So you want to coordinate these things because you forgot about them. You probably did it 20 years ago and you were in a growth strategy mode. Now it's time to get looking. Do we need to coordinate it? Maybe you still need some growth, but maybe you need some income also. Maybe you need to take off some volatility of your portfolio. And right now we can see the volatility going on in the market. So we have to take all those things and, you know, look at them, throw them into your plan, into the big picture. Are they working to get you to retirement? If they're not, then there's some changes that need to be made. And once you're retired, are they working? Are they coordinated? Are they going in the same direction you are, that your income is going to be there for the next 20, 30 years? If not, you need to make some changes. You need to get a second opinion. You need to tweak this or tweak that. And you need to make sure that they're working in harmony with one another to line up with your goals so you can get to retirement, and more importantly, you can get through retirement without running out of money. And that's simple too. You just sit down and you do that planning process.
Again, the number to call to reach Kevin Ray and talk about the planning process for yourself. See if you're a good fit to work with him as an advisor and be a part of the Insight Folios team. All you have to do is call 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-7526. Set up that time to visit. Kevin, you want to hit this last one about managing risk for couples? Again, hand in hand with what we've talked about here, but we just want to make sure everybody's comfortable not only with what you're going to live lifestyle-wise in retirement, but the continual risk that you're going to take with your dollars.
Well, there's always going to be risk, right? Even if a bank, there's risk that the bank, you know, is not going to be there tomorrow, for example. But how do you figure out risk? Walter, how do you think most people, when they sit down with an advisor, are going to figure out the risk? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, you know, how do you feel if the market drops X, Y, and Z, right?
Exactly. Feel, right? It's emotions,
yeah.
Isn't it? It's assuming you're going to feel the same today as you are going to 5 years from now, correct?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of assumptions there. And let's do something different. Let's not assume anymore. Let's solve for how much risk you need to make. How do you do that? Well, in our simplicity process, we're going to put in your Social Security. You're going to put in your pensions. Maybe you have rental income. Whatever income we're going to put that in there. We're going to ask you, how much do you need to retire on year one? And then we're going to increase that year one by at least 3% to keep up with inflation until you're age 90. So that's going to tell us one thing. And then we're going to look over there. Maybe you have a shortfall. So the shortfall is the money that you need on top of the fixed income that you're getting. So that shortfall is key. You have to figure that out before you get into retirement. How are you going to fill that shortfall? Do not go into retirement until you figure that out. So the shortfall is going to be one necessary thing. It's going to point out what we call your retirement number. So if you're retiring today, we're going to show it to age 90. We're going to show your shortfall, and it's going to come back with one particular number. It's called your retirement number. So let's say it's 3%. You need to average 3% on your retirement going into retirement from here to age 90. Now, did I assume you needed 3% or did I solve, Walter?
You solved.
I solved. So yeah. I know going in, that's a fairly reasonable number because you can get 3% in money markets today. But on the other hand, we come out and it says you need 9% a year. Do you think that's going to happen?
Probably not.
That's not going to. I can tell you that right now. Not every single year. So knowing that number is going to tell you how much risk you need to take going into retirement. Now, you can take more, certainly. In most cases, some people do. But we need to know the absolute worst rate of return you need to earn going into retirement and through retirement so you don't run out of money. And if you don't know that number, if you haven't solved how to fix that shortfall, that's key to getting through retirement and giving you the confidence that you're looking for. So don't go into retirement without knowing, don't assume you need X amount of risk. Let's solve it. Let's figure it out before you go into retirement. And let's do that strategy. Let's do the strategies to get the income to fill that shortfall. And let's figure out that number before you sign the papers and before you go into retirement. Because maybe you have to work another year or two later. Maybe some things got to be changed or tweaked. Don't do that until you figure it out.
I love it. All we got to do is stop assuming, start solving. Love that. If we make that one change in our planning process, we are on the way to a successful retirement. So pick up the phone, give Kevin a call, talk through your situation. 888-885-PLAN. If you're new to the show, Kevin's located in Pinconning, born and raised there. That's where the office is today also. So if you're in the Tri-City area, it's easy to come by, say hello, have a conversation about your financial life and how to move it forward in the right direction. The number to call to get your retirement plan and a complimentary financial review is 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-7526. More to come on today's show. This is Simply Financial with Kevin Ray.
You deserve great financial advice. You deserve a financial plan that's custom tailored to your goals. And you deserve confidence about your financial future. If you feel you're missing that level of care from your financial advisor, it's time for a change. Your interests are our priority. Make sure you're getting the most out of your hard-earned wealth. Schedule a visit with our team. Call 888-885-PLAN. That's 888-885-7526.
It's getting to know you time. Well, it's time to get to know Kevin Ray a little bit better on today's show. A quick sidestep from all the financial stuff. Kevin, what is your, it's a deep question this week, what is your biggest regret in life? Or a regret? It doesn't necessarily have to be your biggest.
Yeah, I understand. But you know, when my dad was in the hospital, I kind of had this conversation. What about, you know, your mom or your grandfather? Where'd they come from? And we really didn't know. You know, we never, when we're younger, right, we don't ask the questions. So, for example, my uncles, be my dad's uncles, my great uncles, there were eight of them in World War II. Eight.
Wow.
Eight of them. I sound like I'm from my buddy from the South End there. Eight of them. yeah, there's eight of them. Wow. And they all came back.
Huh.
Now, out of all eight, Uncle Bill I knew very well. He would never tell you a story unless it was funny about World War II. But all those stories are lost. So for me, the biggest regret is not knowing when my great-grandmother, remember I talk about my great-grandmother all the time on the radio. I was the first great-grandchild. You know, I loved her to death, but I didn't know her story. You know, I didn't know her parents' story. And you know, all those things are lost now. So when I'm looking back in life, I wish I would have had the presence of mind way back when to ask the questions. Hey, what was your mom and dad like? What was your grandfather and grandfather like? What were the times like, you know, as you remember as kids? All those stories are lost and gone. I wish I'd have dove deeper into those stories as I was younger, because, you know, when you're younger, you don't typically think about those things. But that's one of the bigger regrets I kind of miss out. Now, I've done genealogy. I can go back to the Rays. I can go back to 1526. Wow. But all I know is the names, right? I don't know the stories necessarily.
Yeah.
So all those stories are lost. I wish they would have been carried forward. So
yeah, all the color of those stories is not there. You've got kind of the data, but not the color commentary. So that's a really, and this sounds weird to say, that's a good regret to have. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that's that you recognize that and realize it, and then can also kind of tell other people that. So maybe they don't make the same regret and say, yeah, if you're lucky enough to still have your grandparents, talk to them a little bit about their past and learn that, because you may regret not knowing it one day.
Because a part of you came from something you'll never hear about. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe some of your quirks or whatever came from two generations ago, you know, just carried forward. You don't know where it started.
That's Yeah. Uncle Billy picked his fingernails too. Oh, that must be where I get it.
You know? Yeah, he passed that trait down to me.
That's right. Oh, that's good stuff. Well, thank you for sharing that, Kevin. That's very cool. That's getting to know Kevin a little bit better on today's show. Quick break, and we'll be back with one of your questions to wrap up this week's edition of Simply Financial. Stay tuned. Time to answer some listener questions as we get ready to wrap things up on this week's edition of Simply Financial. You can submit questions online at insightfolios.com or email Kevin at simplykevin@insightfolios.com. All right, we've got this first question from Mike, and Mike says, I just got a letter along with a packet of about 30 pages, Kevin, telling me that a pension plan from an old job is now eligible to be taken as a lump sum. I can't possibly comprehend all the details contained in these 30 pages, so what should I be paying attention to here?
So the lump sum, what they're saying is, in return, we're not going to pay you a pension. We're not going to give you a monthly amount. We'd like to give you a lump sum in return. So that lump sum, you can roll over to your IRA. But what you need to look at, Mike, is a couple of things. Number one, what is the payout ratio? So if the ratio is, 4%, meaning that you're going to get a 4% return typically, you probably want to look at other options. But if it's like 6 or 7%, that's probably hard to beat. So number one, look at the payout ratio. Number two, let's look at the spousal benefits. Options. Let's see if you're married. Let's see, what would happen to, if you're gone early, is this going to pass on? If you're not married, well, then the lump sum probably makes more sense to look at because you have nobody to pass that on to. So a couple of things there. How are you going to fill, which one's going to work better to fill your shortfall? Do you take a lump sum, take income from that later on, or do you take the benefit now? Maybe you're in your early 50s and you can get that pension now and maybe you can build that up, pay some debts off, all kinds of things that we look at, Mike. So the best way to answer that question is come on in. I'd be happy to run several different examples for you. Got to ask you a few more in-depth questions to get to the bottom, what makes sense for you and what's important to you. But those are just a few things that I look at when people come in and they ask me that question.
Very good. It's a great question, Mike. Thanks for sending that one in to us. All right, let's wrap things up with Ben's question here. Ben says, I have an MBA and I understand investments well, so I've always handled my portfolio myself instead of having a professional helper, and I've always done well. In your honest opinion, is there really any reason for me to work with an advisor?
Well, Mike, if you've always done well, and obviously you're a smart person, the smart financial decision here might be to get a second opinion, right? So if you've always done well, there's people that's walked in my office, always handle things right, filled their shortfall, all the things that we always talk about. I say, you're good. I say that probably 10, 15% of the time. You really don't need my help. You're good to go. But unless you have a plan and unless you figured out how to fill those shortfalls, maybe you want to sit down. Maybe you want to get a second opinion just to make sure that you're doing things properly and that things are aligning with where you're going. Maybe you've been good at growing it, but maybe you're not going to be so good at the income portion of it once you get in retirement. So I would say, there's 10 or 15% of the time I tell people you're good. You don't need my help. And I honestly do, Walter. I tell that to more people than people would believe. But if you're getting a second opinion and the worst case that you're going to hear is, yeah, you're doing good. You can do it yourself. Fine. Or maybe you need to make a tweak here or there. So Ben, the easiest way to find out on that also is come on in. I love to sit down with you and we'll go through that and I'll give you an honest opinion whether I think that you're heading in the right direction or not. And if not, we'll give you some options to tweak it.
It's great feedback to get. And I bet people can appreciate that, Kevin. It's maybe not something you think of right off the bat because you might think, oh, you're going to work with anybody who comes into the office. Why wouldn't you work with anybody that comes in and has a question about their finances? But that's just really not how it works. You want to find people that you're a good fit to work with, Kevin, and who are going to benefit from your services. It doesn't do you any good or anybody else any good if somebody comes in and they're really not the right fit for the situation.
That's funny you mention that because we had a gentleman come in, and he just called me yesterday, by the way. We had a gentleman come in probably a month or so ago, and he goes, I'm interviewing you. I goes, well, what's funny? I'm interviewing you too because we have to be a good fit. I have to like you, number one. If I don't like you and I think you're going to be a pain, we're probably not going to be a good fit, right?
Yeah.
And he never thought of it that way. He's like, oh my gosh, I never thought of that. But it goes both ways. You're interviewing me, I'm interviewing you. And if I can be of assistance and I think we'll be a good fit, I'm going to tell you. If not, I'm going to tell you too. There's been cases where I've said, I don't think we're going to be a good fit for various reasons, but that always comes into the process when you come into my office. We have to be a good fit.
Well, see, that's why we're not saying, come on in and buy a product. You know, that's right. Why we don't say that here on the show, because that's not what it's about. It's about coming in, having a review of your situation. Through that review, you'll see if you're a good fit to work with one another. And you'll also have a nice picture of kind of where things would go if you want to proceed and move forward in working with one another. So if you want to go through that planning process and go through a review, or just ask some initial upfront questions, interview Kevin, let him interview you, if you will. To find out if you can help one another. The number to call is 888-885-PLAN, 888-885-7526. Kevin's happy to talk to you about your financial and retirement goals, how to achieve them, what's the right direction to head in. All those big questions can get answered through the planning process. And Kevin will walk you through each of those steps. So you're not on your own for any of this. He's going to help you with all the different parts of the puzzle. But you don't have to assemble a whole bunch of information at first. You don't have to go through a budgeting process right off the bat. Nothing complicated like that. Your initial review with Kevin is just a conversation about where you are, where you want to go, and then you'll start talking about how to get there. So pick up the phone, give Kevin a call, and start talking about that. 888-885-PLAN is the number. 888-885-7526. Kevin, that will wrap things up for us on this week's show. Thank you so much for all your help and guidance, and we'll chat again soon.
Have a good week, Walter.
All right, we appreciate it. That's Kevin Ray and Walter Storholt. We'll see you next time right back here on Simply Financial.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered through Insight Folios, Inc., a registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Insurance products and services are offered through individually licensed and appointed agents in various jurisdictions. Insight Folios, Inc. does not offer legal or tax advice. Kevin Ray is an investment advisor representative of Insight Folios, Inc.